Houston, knocked it away, and here comes Harden. 1 point Golden State lead. Harden against the back, pedaling Iguodala. He got it! He got it! Timeout, Golden State! Rockets lead it!
Welcome to Season 4, Episode 1 of the Volume Shooters Podcast.
The season premiere!
Brought to you, as always, by TKS Capital Solutions. Mitch, anything going on in the NBA?
Stan, let's give it up to the fans. We made it to Season 4. We started with just a dollar and a dream. And here we are. Marvelous Chaos! Shout out to Mike Emmerich. I know we're a basketball podcast, but greatest hockey announcer of all time decided to hang him up, and he used to say, Marvelous Chaos! Stanley!
The NBA has gone crazy. We went from last time we talked, we thought we weren't going to have the league till March, and that was a month ago, and a lot's happened since then. In the last 24 hours, the whole league changed again.
Well, most of this podcast, the three previous seasons, has been about the off-the-court stuff in the NBA. No one does it better, and people have been tuning out of the NBA because of the bubble and the pandemic and all this stuff. People forgot how insane NBA free agency is and trades. And now it's condensed because the draft is tomorrow night.
Oh my God.
They announced like 10 minutes ago that they're going to start the season in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's just an absolute bender right now. We got free agency. We got trades.
So
we got the draft. Yeah. We got the season coming up. It's going to be a 72-game season. Hopefully we'll have some arenas and some fans. And
I don't think there's going to be any fans, but at least at the beginning there won't be. But yeah, you're right. The season's happening. It's happening quickly. It was supposed to potentially start in March and go until next October or whatever. But then they realized they weren't going to have fans. They don't know when they're going to have fans. So rather than screw up the next 2 years, they rather just force the season to start by quickly as they can with no fans, salvage what they can for 2021, and 2020 will just be a throwaway as far as revenue goes. So the draft is tomorrow. Free agency is in 2 days. The season starts December 22nd. The trade blocker window is officially open. So the trades now are officially legal as of like 24 hours ago. And since that time, there's been three trades. So
it's
as crazy as it's ever been, as usual.
Before that time, we had coaches being fired. We had executives on the move. Daryl Morey, we're going to talk about Houston a lot.
Oh,
Daryl Morey, an institution in Houston, had announced Tillman Fertitta, the owner there, a casino mogul, was stopping Morey from going to the luxury tax. Morey, we've discussed on this pod for years, has been a magician. With two hands tied behind his back, no cap space, he's been able to find a way to get Chris Paul for Harden, then find a way to get rid of an untradeable Chris Paul contract for Russell Westbrook.
Which we thought was a good move at the time.
And now Morey says, you know what? I've had enough. I've been here forever. I want to take off some time. Takes out a full-page ad in the Houston papers, thanking the organization, and he's going to take off some time and spend some time with his college-age children.
Yeah, no.
2 minutes later, Woj reporting, he resurfaces in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And the Rockets are really annoyed and upset and hurt. And then all of a sudden, we start hearing Russell Westbrook is unhappy and wants out. And then with the team clearly trying to trade Russ, everyone starts to say, wait a minute, where's Harden in all this? And then boom, some rumbling started to go out that Harden also is not happy. Let's blow the whole thing up.
This must have been going on for a long time because you don't let your GM walk out the door / get rid of him, get rid of Mike D'Antoni, and then trade your two best players within a month of each other. Something this has to have been building within the organization for like at least a year now, right? Like this is not a new development, but
so they didn't get rid of Morey, he left. I don't think
it was unclear to me. There was rumors since the beginning of last year with this whole Hong Kong business that they were going to get rid of him. So I don't even know how I guess he left.
Yeah. I think he left because he's phenomenal, and I think everybody sort of would have taken Morey as to be their GM. And then I think Russell Westbrook is always a malcontent. I mean, he was in OKC his whole career, but he had issues with Durant. He had issues with this one. He had issues with that one.
Yeah.
Comes to Houston. It wasn't working out stylistically. Now, I'm of the impression at this point that nothing will work out for Russ stylistically, which is why we're all over the place, this pod. It's Marvelous Chaos, which is why I think he's actually not a bad fit for the Knicks, but clearly Russ needed to leave. Once Russ is out and the GM is out, if you're Harden, you're not getting any younger. He's almost 32. Then you start to say, what's my future here? This team is not winning a title.
Well, hold on a second. James Harden has 2 years on his contract left at $44 million. They're not paying him in peanuts and in grass. Like he's one of the highest paid players in the league, and they offer him another extension. Oh. It's not like they didn't try to
James
make him
Harden.
Happy.
James Harden turned down
right.
a two-year, $103 million dollar contract extension.
My point is, the Rockets are not forced to trade you. Sorry, no. man. We're paying you $45 million.
No.
You're not free agent in February.
No.
You're a free agent 2 years from now.
They are not forced to trade him.
Now,
they're saying that they are not going to trade him unless they get superstar value.
Right. So the option is, I think you look at your team right now. You have a new coach. You have a new GM. There's an opportunity here. This thing ran its course. Harden was on their team for 8 years. It ran its course. They never won. They got freaking close.
Yes.
They got really close with Chris Paul.
But Stan, you know what happens when you get close a bunch of times and you can't seal the deal? Everyone gets frustrated. Right. And eventually...
I think you lost your chance.
You missed your window.
It's time to start all over again.
It is.
And you only can do it if you can get rid of both those guys. You don't leave Russell Westbrook on the team with a bunch of no-names. We know how that works out.
Right.
You can't leave... You can't trade Russ... for anything anyway. So Harden's your best asset. If you're going to make a trade, you trade your best player and you start all over again. I mean, the Pelicans did it. Teams have done this in the past. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but that seems to be the best option.
Maybe they should trade Russ and Harden back to Brooklyn for Kyrie, and then they could just have the Oklahoma City Thunder again in Brooklyn.
10 years later. So let's start with your team, because James Harden is rumored, and we just discussed it. We didn't really touch it. James Harden is rumored to be interested and excited about going to the Nets. He seems to be asked for a trade, although it's not really clear if he officially asked for a trade, but he sort of asked for a trade. He may have asked for a trade, and he wants to be traded to the Nets or the Sixers, was what we're being told. And it seems like right now, from what I'm reading today, every 10 minutes it changes, that the Nets and the Rockets are pretty close, I don't want to say done, but pretty close to a trade that involves Spencer Dinwiddie, Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, and the pick, the 18th pick, what do they have tomorrow night? The 18th pick or something like that? And maybe another two draft picks after that. So your team, if that happens, will have Kyrie Irving, James Harden, and Kevin Durant.
Yeah, Brooklyn Nets fans, this is a safe space. Let it all out. I mean...
What are you thinking, man?
I'll tell you what. I can't even wrap my head around the fact that Kevin Durant is going to take the court for the Nets. Because that's not happened yet so far.
6 years later.
So then all of a sudden you go from the Nets being the same old Nets for, you know, ever and ever. And pockets of Jason Kidd and Darren Williams and different sort of eras where the Nets made the playoffs to one of the preeminent players in the league wants to force his way out to play for the Nets with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Yeah. I am just not able to process all this information. One thing that I can tell you is that Kyrie Irving's personality issues are not going anywhere. There are already reports that Kyrie Irving does not want James Harden to come to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. The Nets were going to have a very fragile... And by the way, who's the Nets coach? Because we didn't necessarily cover this. A first-year Steve Nash, who's an excellent sort of glue guy, good person. So, he hired Mike D'Antoni, Harden's former coach in Houston, Amari Stoudemire, who's... a very interesting career at this point. And Ime Udoka, was it? And then another guy. So the Nets have a loaded coaching staff.
Well,
but
Mike D'Antoni is the key there to me. He's coached James Harden for the last 5 years.
No. Mike D'Antoni is the key from an offensive standpoint. Can it work basketball-wise? Steve Nash is going to have to keep these guys in the right mental headspace.
Yeah.
Playing time, last shot of the game, who's holding the ball?
So my thing is, you can look at this two ways, right? The first way to look at it is the obvious way. You put three of the top 15 players in the court together.
Yeah, magic.
You're going to win.
Yes.
And two of those guys,
right.
Durant and Kyrie, are not healthy. They're never healthy.
Right.
Durant's had injury problems. Kyrie's had a career of injury problems. James Harden, on the other hand,
right.
plays 80 games every year.
I mean,
maybe
it's Miami Big Three. It's the LeBron, Wade, and Bosh.
Right. So that's one way of looking at it is you put your three best players together, you figure out the rest later. That's what I would do if I was running the organization, right? You trade for James Harden because James Harden's
going to be They will.
The other way to look at this is having Kyrie and Durant with three or four good role players who are willing to accept a role,
right?
Like Jared Allen and Dinwiddie, if he was willing to.
And LeVert's a young all-star.
And maybe you can bring back Harris. That's a very complete, deep seven-man team that you know who the alpha dog is, you know who the second bananas are, and that's how you build your franchise. Right now, if you could name off the top of your head three players who have had a career with more malcontent, with more difficulty getting along with teammates, with more egos and weird Twitters, like those are the three guys. Maybe Russ,
But, like, these guys are not Steph Curry's. They're not Klay Thompson's. They're not even LeBron James's. These guys have had issues getting along with teammates. James Harden just got into a fight with Chris Paul 2 years ago and got rid of him. Just got Russell Westbrook, and that didn't work out. I mean, Kyrie, we don't have to talk. We talked about it a million times. Even Durant and Golden State, at the end of it, wasn't working out well from a personality perspective. Durant seems to have major head problems. So you're putting three guys on the same team who are as talented as there is, but none of them are, like, easygoing personalities, Mitch.
Here's the argument that I'll make to that. Kyrie is already a lunatic, okay? And I feel very comfortable saying
totally.
That.
Totally.
So we're already going to have issues. What's adding a little more? In other words,
but James Harden is—he's his own universe.
Nah, but Harden,
his own universe from a basketball perspective.
Harden knows that he's coming in as the third banana here because
yes, he's the first banana, baby.
No, he's not.
He's the best offensive player of all time.
No, sir.
He's gonna run the offense, Mitch. Kyrie's gonna be staying in the corner.
No, sir. Kevin Durant is the best basketball player in the world right now.
No,
until otherwise proven, not
hasn't played in 6 years, Mitch. I'm sorry.
So Kevin Durant is the best basketball player in the game. I do believe that. If he was healthy, if he's the last time we saw him, he was the best player in the world. So
but he doesn't handle the ball.
Okay.
He has to get the ball from
him. I would make the argument that although Kyrie and Harden have not played off the ball in many, many years, they could. They are both very good shooters. They are both excellent slashers and penetrators, yes. And they both finish around the rim in an incredible way. What if these two guys were able to stand out on the wings and just cut and shoot? And they didn't.
So yes.
And is there one guy in the NBA that could design an offense to fit any style?
D'Antoni.
It's D'Antoni. Right. What if D'Antoni
he's
could
the best offensive coach of the last 30 years?
So what if D'Antoni could design an offense that makes these guys actually happy?
So, yes, but their history does not tell you that their personalities are gonna work like that. And James Harden, Mitch, has played an offense for the last 4 years that is as clogged toilet as there is. He holds the ball and holds the ball. So he has to change his entire style.
Now,
can he do that?
Probably not. Probably it will be not. Very difficult. But
I still make the trade.
But
for sure.
Let's say this. You, Stanley Gamzon, member of the Volume Shooters, very distinguished member of the NBA media, has been on this podcast saying repeatedly that you believe that James Harden is the most skilled offensive player in NBA history.
Unguardable, yes.
Kevin Durant, according to many, is at least one of the top five greatest offensive players the game has ever seen.
Yeah.
Just as far as a 7'6" wingspan, ability to shoot the three from 40 feet away, athleticism is not a huge part of his game anyway.
7 feet, and he's a great defender.
So are you going to say that you're going to have two of the top 10 best offensive players in NBA history
on the same team
with Kyrie Irving, who skill-wise
is as good as there is.
I mean, it's just unthinkable. I think people listening to this podcast, even if you're a basketball fan, they may not understand just how historic James Harden is.
I've been saying it.
But most NBA fans don't understand that.
I think I agree with exactly what you're saying.
This big three is better than Wade Bosch.
I was just gonna say
it is.
It's
talent-wise.
Close.
No.
It's not even close because Wade was at the tail end when they came together. And Bosh was never an offensive machine.
Wade was never as good of an offensive player as Harden is.
No. And Bron's better than all those guys.
Of course, sure.
But in a different aspect.
Although there are some people that believe that Kevin Durant is as good as LeBron. There are some people
offensively, maybe not a complete game.
Just in general.
I mean, historically, it's not close.
He's one of the great players of all time.
Listen, if it was up to you, we've talked about this offline, like we've texted about this. You would just trade Harden for Kyrie.
Yeah.
And keep all these role players.
Yeah.
Build a team around those two guys.
Absolutely.
Get rid of the Kyrie headache.
Yeah.
And have Dinwiddie and LeVert. But that's not happening.
The problem is that Durant likes Kyrie.
For whatever reason.
Yeah.
They
decided to team up and they like each other.
They're staying
together. Kyrie can't go anywhere. Plus, if you're the Rockets, you don't take Kyrie.
You'd rather have LeVert?
Yeah, probably.
I guess so.
Yeah, because you're starting again.
You're probably right.
You don't want that headache.
Now, so from the Nets' perspective, it's a risk, but it's a risk you got to take.
Now, hold on. Now, the Nets are not the only people that are eligible to get James Harden services. Daryl Morey, the aforementioned Daryl Morey, walked out of Houston about 10 minutes ago. He walked into Philadelphia, and now is a chance to get James Harden, who, by the way, he had a tremendous bromance with.
Yeah.
He absolutely loves James Harden.
Put him with Embiid.
And get him, maybe trade Ben Simmons. And how has that offer not already come across the line?
How has Morey not already offered Ben Simmons? If I'm the Rockets GM and I'm on the phone with the Nets and then Morey calls and says, I'll give you Ben Simmons, I don't care if you give me anything else. I'm doing it. Simmons for Harden straight up is a fair trade. Simmons is 24, just got a new contract. He's going to be on the team for the next 3 or 4 seasons.
Number one overall pick.
You build your team around Ben Simmons, go do it. I'm into it. Now,
I don't know how Morey hasn't made that call already.
You probably already answered the question.
It feels like Houston doesn't want him.
Morey doesn't want to work with Fertitta, and Fertitta doesn't want to work with Morey. That's probably what's going on. Those two teams
don't
like each other.
I don't know.
You just said they had bad blood now.
I agree, but I think maybe Houston doesn't want Ben Simmons. I think Houston wants to completely blow it up. Just draft picks.
Yeah. I hope the Nets trade goes through because I think it'll be so much fun to watch.
There are so many other. Hold on.
Like a hated team.
There are so many other parts that are moving now. Like Kemba Walker is being dangled.
Oh, yeah. We'll get into
hold on. And Gordon Hayward is on the move, and Bradley Beal and John Wall are still traded. Out there. Drew Holiday. Milwaukee's reloading with Drew Holiday and Bogdan Bogdanovic. Hold on. My point is this: the Harden carousel is not in a vacuum. There's a lot of other names right now that are being dangled. LaMarcus Aldridge. Other good players are being talked about, being shopped around the league. So maybe Houston waits and see who goes where before they do anything. Or maybe there's a three-team trade to be made.
No, but it seems like Harden is driving this. Harden said, I want to play for X team, one of three teams. So like, you need to tell him, sorry, buddy, we're not trading you. Or listen to him. Listen, the Nets offer is not a bad offer. Those guys are good players. LaVert's a good young player.
Dinwiddie's good.
Dinwiddie's a good young player. You're not going to be good in the West. You won't be because you're going to trade Russ for something else.
It would remind me of the Oklahoma City team from last year with Chris Paul, Gallinari, and some guys.
Yes, and a bunch of future picks.
Gilgeous Alexander.
Rockets have to get as many draft picks as they can. But it's not going to do anything. So what happens? Let's assume that Harden gets moved. What can they do with Russ?
They will trade him. To,
who the heck is taking him?
So apparently, Michael Jordan and the Charlotte Hornets are extremely interested in Russ. They are making a push to get Russ. I don't know why. And that's purgatory to send Russ to Charlotte. Russ doesn't want to go to Charlotte.
Russ reminds me of like a baseball player.
So hold on, I made it.
A baseball player who gets a big contract who's like his best quality is his speed. Who's the guy the Yankees signed for 7 years from the Red Sox?
Ellsbury.
The second they signed him, it was like, this is a mistake. This guy's 31. His best quality is his speed and his fielding. It's going to only go down. You can't take a guy like that and pay him a lot of money. Russell Westbrook's best days are behind. You and I love Russell Westbrook, but his style of play and his best quality of athleticism, it's all behind him now. You can't
trade
for that guy.
I have a great destination for Russ.
$45 million a year.
I have a great destination for Russ. This is going to sound like trolling, but it's not. Okay, I do believe that Russell Westbrook is a good fit for the Knicks. I think if the Knicks got Russell Westbrook and Victor Oladipo, another name that's potentially on the move, that the Knicks would be an exciting team that starts to make the playoffs. Playoffs, well, Jim Mora, yeah. When is the last time the Knicks made the playoffs?
Let me guess. You have it up?
No, I don't have it up. It was the Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah. So
8 years ago.
The Knicks need to start with something. There's nobody as explosive and as exciting on a nightly basis as Russ is. I know Knicks fans have a lot of trauma. There's been a lot of years of getting washed up veterans and trading the whole team for them. The Knicks don't have any young players worth keeping.
So
RJ Barrett might be, but like all these other fringe guys, Kevin Knox, Frankie Nicotine, these guys are no good.
Trade all
of them for Russ and see what happens.
Well, you don't have to trade anything for Russ. I think the Knicks have cap space, right? The Knicks can take him right into their cap. They can trade nothing for him and bring him in.
Houston wants some pieces.
I guess, but I think Russ, they would just get rid of him at this point.
$42 million?
42, 44, 47, the next yeah. three seasons. I mean, if you're the Knicks, you're just starting over, though.
John Wall's
you're
on the
just
same.
Just starting over.
John Wall's on the same contract. You're not just starting over. You're starting over with nothing in a weak draft here. You need to get some talent in there.
You're starting over with Tom Thibodeau, though.
Get John Wall.
Coach.
Get John Wall. I love John Wall. John Wall's coming back.
Hasn't played basketball in 5 years.
He's coming back?
He's not worth anything.
He looks explosive.
I don't
New GM of the
Knicks,
Wizards.
The Knicks trade for Russell Westbrook. They're basically, the next 3 years, they're a seventh seed. I guess that's better than nothing, but that's not going to get you anywhere.
But the Knicks need to start winning some ball games. They can't lose 50, 60 games a year.
Yeah, I would agree
just
with
can't
you.
Do
if
it.
There was no fans. Maybe this year there's no fans in the Garden anyway, so maybe they don't care.
The Rockets have also traded Robert Covington for Ariza, which is useless, but they are dumping salary. And as I mentioned,
Covington's a good, decent player.
I can just go through the teams.
What did they trade Covington to?
To Portland.
Okay. So they can use him. Portland can use him.
I could just go through the teams here, and someone on every team is on the block. The Celtics are trying to trade Kemba and Hayward. The Knicks may be looking to Russ. Sixers in flux. They still have Tobias Harris and Al Horford to get rid of. The Raptors, I don't know. Masai Ujiri can never be counted out, but there's not much going on there. The Warriors have the number two pick in the draft, and they are dangling this in front of people. Klay and Steph are coming back. Draymond's coming back.
Yeah.
And they have Andrew Wiggins.
I don't know how they could not trade that pick.
They're trying to.
It's just a crap draft.
What can they get back?
Any piece that can help you.
They need a piece. They need a couple pieces.
You don't need a 20-year-old. You need a 27-year-old. You need a guy who's played in the league. You're on with the championship next year.
Victor Oladipo?
If the Warriors take Oladipo, he's not that good anymore. I mean, he's become of a massive injury.
Yeah.
I mean, Curry and Thompson are in their prongs. This is it. The next 3 years, this is your chance to win another title. You don't take a 20-year-old player. I don't see it. Unless it's going to be a piece that's going to fit.
The Lakers made a deal for Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah. So
any thoughts on that?
I want to talk. I don't really care about Dennis Schroeder. Yeah. I mean, and they won the championship already.
So they're getting rid of Rondo.
They're getting better. There's an arms race going on, man.
Rondo is probably going to end up with the Clippers. The Suns made a trade for Chris Paul.
To me, the whole season comes down to Giannis. What is Giannis going to do? Milwaukee gave up, Mitch, last night in a trade for Jrue Holiday. Who, if you were not counting the top players in the NBA, we're at number Jrue Holiday. 30. He's the 30th best player in the league. He's a good player. He's not an all-star.
Somehow, he has some crazy great PR staff that have made him out to be an absolute superstar now.
He's a good, really good defender.
Good player.
He's a good offensive player.
Yeah.
He's nothing great.
Right.
He's not an all-star.
Right.
So they traded for him last night in Milwaukee. They gave up 3 picks and 2 pick swaps. They basically gave
And Eric Bledsoe.
What the Clippers got for Paul George. And the only way that trade makes any sense is if they know Giannis is signing this supermass extension.
Can I say something else? He is an expiring contract. They just gave up the entire team for Jrue Holiday, who could decide not to stay, which is frightening.
If Giannis has not already verbally told them that I'll sign this extension if you get me a player, and they made this trade, they're out of their mind.
So I assume that means that he did.
I assume that means that the next two, three days, we're going to hear that Giannis is signing the Supermax extension.
And they traded Dante DiVincenzo, who's a good young player, for Bogdan Bogdanovic from Sacramento. So now they have a big three, if you will.
I'm going to say.
Of Giannis, Middleton, and Holiday.
And Brooke Lopez and Bogdanovic. I'm going to say that if the Nets get James Harden, I think Milwaukee's still the favorite going into the season. That team won 66 or 67 games, really well coached, experienced roster, and you're adding an excellent defender at point guard. That's a very good team going into the final. Now, the question is always
The only way that what you're saying is accurate is health-based. If Kevin Durant is healthy and plays a full season, and Kyrie Irving is healthy and plays a season, there's no Nets don't win 65 games. No.
The expectations from Milwaukee, though, are already here. Like, they're already at the finals or bust, and they're adding another player. I don't, that's a really good roster.
Do you realize with the Nets that if the Nets put 4 scrubs around these guys or 5 or 6 or 7 scrubs around these guys and these guys alternate taking rests, the Nets will still win 65 games.
Yeah.
You understand? Like,
Kyrie will get injured and you still have Harden.
James Harden still wins games when he's not with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Right. I mean, it's just an incredible amount of talent in one place. Insane. You know,
but kudos to the Pelicans, Mitch. They were in basketball hell. With Anthony Davis crying, he wanted to leave.
David Griffin.
And they hired David Griffin.
Give him GM of the year.
Message. The Pelicans turned Anthony Davis and Jrue Holiday into Brandon Ingram, all-star.
Great player.
Lonzo Ball.
Great
Josh
player.
Hart. Eric Bledsoe. George Hill. Seven first-round draft picks. A second-round pick and 4 pick swap, which is basically another 11 first-round picks. That is an insane amount of holes.
I saw a meme. You know the view.
And they have Zion.
You know the view of the table where the lottery happens, where they have the logos of the teams. I saw one side is the Pelicans and the other side is the Thunder.
That's it
for the next 20 years. All the picks. It'll be David Griffin switching seats with Sam Presti.
Good for those teams. At least their GMs are smart guys making moves that are actually gonna make them better. The Celtics are really upsetting me. Can I move on to the Celtics?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't either.
We were. If Jason Tatum's dunk doesn't get blocked by Bam Adebayo game one,
Bam Adebayo's middle finger.
And since last night in the NBA Finals, we would be in the house, and we basically are going on a team.
trading for
the team of Sound Walker. So is it enough to just really pull the plug on the guy because he had a bad bubble?
I don't think so. I don't think you're getting a better player. And you know what? Don't think this doesn't last in these players' minds. Like, if they're trying to swap, trade you to the entire league and nobody, and you don't end up making a move and get to come back, you think he's going to work with Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens? He's not going to.
So if they trade Hayward and Walker, then they have a core of Jaylen Brown and Tatum?
I guess. And then they're getting back for Kemba Walker. I thought they were going to trade. Hayward has an opt-out clause. The whole thing just seems to be snake bit from day one. He's been there 3 years. It hasn't worked. I've been begging him for it to work. Every time he comes, he's one good game, one bad game. It's just been a disaster. He's always injured. Maybe it's time to just move on. Fine. I'm with it. I'm into it. But I heard maybe they might trade him for Miles Turner. They might get a piece back. Now you're telling me you might sign with Atlanta outright. If he signs with Atlanta outright, they're not getting anything for him. But today they extended their window with him. They talk about a contract extension. I don't know what the heck is going on. That has nothing to do with Kemba Walker, though. Why trade Kemba Walker with 3 years left on his deal? What are you getting mad for Kemba Walker? Russell Westbrook? What are you trading him for?
Why have they soured so quickly on him? Just because he had a few bad games? Or is it deeper than that? Do they not believe in his game? Do they not think that he's what they thought he was?
He doesn't have to be the best player. He doesn't have to even be the second best player. Tatum and Brown are both good, good players. My thing is that they think Kemba Walker's health is no good. His knees have been bad, and potentially they realize this worse than they
So they tried to get Drew. They tried to dangle Kemba Walker and some pieces, maybe even Hayward and somebody else, to get Drew, but it didn't work. They chose to send Walker.
I guess he wants on a 21-year-old body with Kemba, who's 32. The NBA has been insane the last few days. We haven't even gotten started yet. Chris Paul got traded. That guy's been traded like 4 times now.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's his 5th team now. He spent most of his career on New Orleans, early career in the Hornets. Then he went to the Clippers. So that was basically 10 or 12 years. Yeah. Then he goes to
the Rockets.
Then they trade him to OKC. Now OKC is dealing him to Phoenix. What a sad story for a Hall of Famer to be tossed around the league like
I think he wanted this.
Like a rag doll.
I think he wanted this. Would you rather play in Oklahoma City or Phoenix?
Let me ask you this.
If it was you, Mitch.
So that's a good question. I'll answer your question with a question. Let me ask you this. How many backcourts in the NBA right now are better than Chris Paul and Devin Booker?
Not a lot.
None. I mean, that might...
Curry and Thompson. Yeah. Kyrie and Harden.
I mean, that is...
It's damn good.
The Suns went 8-0 in the bubble.
Yeah.
And now they've added Chris Paul. I mean, the Suns should be great. They did give up Kelly Oubre, which I did not like. I like Kelly Oubre.
The Suns are looking to make a move. They want to make the playoffs this year. They've been dangling. It seems like Devin Booker is like telling them, like, hey, guys, I've been here 5 years. Nothing happens. I'm out. I'm the next guy.
I had seen a rumor that he was out. Right. That he wanted out Booker.
Right. So maybe this is their last ditch effort to salvage him. Chris Paul's not going to be there that long.
There are so few teams in the NBA that aren't intriguing right now.
I'm just going to say that, except for the bottom of the East. The bottom of the East is an absolute disaster. It's a dumpster fire.
The Hawks. The Magic.
The Bulls. The Cavaliers. If you're the Cavaliers, if you're the Pistons, what the heck are you doing?
Andre Drummond opted in for $28 million.
Pistons. Kevin Love and Andre Drummond.
And Tristan Thompson. Pistons. You'll get Giannis from Ned Brown. Blake Griffin's another guy that if he was healthy could be trade bait.
He's also making $40 million.
Get these guys out there in the league. Let them play.
There is not one bad team in the West. Like, literally.
I mean, we didn't even mention Denver, who had a run that they almost made the finals. Joker and Jamal Murray.
The West is insane.
Even Minnesota.
Except the Rockets, I guess it will be bad.
Minnesota has been bad, but now they have Carl Anthony Towns and D'Angelo Russell.
And they're picking first tomorrow.
They're
picking first.
So,
there's nothing uninteresting about
this. And now OKC was kind of interesting.
Memphis, these teams are all good. The entire Western Conference is going to be loaded.
Memphis has Ja Morant. The Spurs will stink.
But they're
We didn't discuss the Spurs. They're supposedly trying to trade DeRozan and Aldridge.
So then what is Popovich doing there?
I don't know.
Let him go become an assistant coach for the Nets. What's he doing there?
DeRozan.
He's gonna coach a bunch of 20-year-olds.
You see, that's the thing I love so much about basketball. I'm getting so excited. If DeRozan ends up on, I don't know, Milwaukee, like
DeRozan became so overrated that he's underrated now.
Yeah,
he's a good basketball player.
Very good.
Yeah, he doesn't shoot threes well. Okay, relax. He can get you 20 points. There aren't that many guys that can get you 20 points every night.
Do you remember what seems like 80 years ago that LaMarcus Aldridge was the preeminent free agent on the market?
He was great.
And he signed with San Antonio and people were uproarious about it? It's pretty unbelievable.
He's like, I think he's like past his prime, right? At this point.
his game has not graduated. No, he can't shoot the three. He's very slow. Yeah. You know,
he's a 20-foot jump shooter.
And he's making, like you said, $30 million a year or whatever. He's really not high in demand, but still, he could help a team.
Yeah.
DeRozan could help a team too.
So tomorrow's the draft. You and I both do not follow college basketball.
No.
We don't watch it. We think
especially this year.
I think college
basketball. There was no NCAA tournament.
That's true. I generally thought that college basketball is hard to watch.
Yes, it is.
It's not good basketball.
Yes. LaMelo Ball.
But the players are coming into the league, and the teams that are making the picks are very interesting. So LaMelo Ball, I've heard as high as number one. I've heard as low as number eight. It seems to be all over the place. What have you heard?
Well, I haven't heard anything. I did speak to LeVar Ball last night.
Oh, you did?
And he told me.
What did he tell you?
Do you know that LeVar, do you recall what LeVar said after the Lakers traded Lonzo? He said, this franchise will never win a championship. Guess who won the championship is here. That's why you don't hear that much about LeVar anymore.
Is LeVar Ball?
I don't know, but you don't hear too much about him.
LeVar Ball, his big ball of brand is dead, right?
No, it's dead.
It's not a thing.
It's very dead.
He doesn't really get along with his own kids anymore, so he's just basically not a factor.
Well, Lonzo X'd him out completely.
I think he went to Europe to watch to be with LaMelo, right?
He was in like Lithuania.
Right, so maybe that's where he's been. But
so LaMelo Ball himself is saying that he was born to be the top pick in the NBA draft, whatever that means. He's 19 years old. He's been in the spotlight for 5 years, so this is not like a big deal to him. Talent-wise, I've watched him. He's never jumped off.
Supposedly, he's an amazing passer.
Lonzo's a good passer. Lonzo's
right. Suppose he's like a next level passer, but I don't know enough about his game. I would like to see LaMelo and Lonzo on the same team. That would be fun. I don't know if that'll ever happen, but I'd like to see that.
And then you have Anthony Edwards.
Right, who's 6'5 shooting guard, and James Wiseman, who's a 7-foot center. So he is supposed to go to Golden State with number 2 pick. If that actually happens. So, like, Golden State, how about this? Golden State trade the number 2 pick to Detroit, who's at number 7. For swap picks and give me Blake Griffin. If I'm Golden State, that's the move I'm making.
I want to see Blake Griffin playing meaningful NBA basketball again. I mean, maybe he's completely done.
Or trade the 2nd pick to the Cavs to number 5 and Andre Drummond, Tristan Thompson. Get a player that's going to help him in the championship and still pick number 5. That's the trade I'm making if I'm Golden State. Obviously, you have to fit into the cap. Those guys can get paid a lot.
I'm going to read a top 10, if you will, mock draft that just came out. People think Minnesota, according to this mock, would take Anthony Edwards, a 6'4 shooting guard,
okay.
Right? Number 2, they have James Wiseman on this mock draft, 7'1", 240-pound center.
To the Warriors. Right?
To the Warriors. Number 3, they have the Charlotte Hornets taking LaMelo Ball, 6'7", point guard, 180 pounds. At 4, they got the Israeli boy, Denny Avdija, going to the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah.
And I will just do the top 10. Number 5, the Cavs taking Obi Toppin from Dayton.
I don't know who that is.
Local kid, a forward at 6'9". The Hawks at 6 getting Tyrese Halliburton.
So the Hawks are trying to win, it seems, right?
6'5 point
guard.
They're
trying to sign Hayward, which means they're trying to make the playoffs now.
They still have Trae Young. And they have John Collins.
Right, so maybe they're trading that pick tomorrow. Because if you're trying to make the playoffs, you don't pick.
There could be a lot of trades tomorrow night. Number 7, the Pistons are picking. We just discussed it. Nothing going on there. A German guy.
The Knicks.
6'5".
The Knicks are 8.
Ratio Farm Rush. Okay. Not even going to try that again.
Spell it.
Yeah.
Spell it, man.
I'm reading it. It's RATIOPHARM. Just looks like eggplant parm.
Repeal them?
I don't know. And number 8, the Knicks, Patrick Williams, a 6'8 forward. A late riser. Williams didn't start one game and didn't average double figures.
How? Can I ask you something?
Yet the potential key attribute.
I gotta stop you.
6'8".
How have the Knicks not picked first in the last 20 years?
They're terrible.
But how have they not picked first?
Because
what's their highest pick?
The basketball gods hate them.
Porzingis? Was that their highest pick?
Probably number 4.
Porzingis probably may never play again. That guy, he's already injured for next year. It's sad.
Washington Wizards at number 9, another name I cannot pronounce. Onyeka
Okongwu for trades.
And number 10, the Suns are picking Devin Vassell. Listen, a lot of these teams that I mentioned, the Suns, the Warriors, and that's it. The Suns and the Warriors are both in contention anyway.
Right.
They're both going to be the Suns, Warriors better than the Suns. The Suns still a playoff team. And now get a top 10 pick.
Right. So the Celtics are picking 14th, 26th, and 30th. Again, they have a million draft picks. They need to make a move. They cannot pick 3 rookies. That's not worked out. We got to move up in the draft. Trade all 3 rookies and get to number 8 or number 9. We got to move up. This. How many times have you seen this? If you don't pick in the top 10, the odds of you getting a good player.
Even the top 10. I would trade the Knicks pick. I would get Oladipo. I would get a player that's been an all-star.
So right. So like, what percentage? How does the percentages drop if you're picking 1 to 5? What you expect the guy to be an all-star, right? If you're picking 5 to 10, rotation player, a starter, like after number 10, if you're picking out of the lottery, if you're picking 14th, you're lucky if you get a rotation player.
Yeah, I mean, there've been Kawhi Leonard's out there.
Right? But most of the time, it's not the case.
You have to get very lucky.
Most of the time, it's not the case. And your scouting department can be as good as anyone, but you're not going to know who Giannis is. It's just not going to happen. So. You can have a million draft picks, it doesn't work. That's why at the end of the day, you do trade for Anthony Davis. You do give up 15,000 draft picks because you need to get stars. You need to win to get stars.
You see with the Celtics, they were lined up so well. They had young players and all these picks coming in and things have started to unravel.
They have.
The picks are not not all they're cracked up to be.
You know what the problem is? The problem is that when you get the young players and you sign free agents with Hayward and Kemba, eventually Tatum gets so good that you have to pay him. And when you pay him, you can't keep 4 guys at max deals anymore. It doesn't work. The salary cap is $110 million. You can't pay 4 guys $30 million. It doesn't work. So you have to like line up the cheap guys with the expensive guys. You have to. Basically, what I'm trying to say is they have to be on the same timeline. The players have to be around the same age, making the same amount of money with 2 stars. Otherwise, it does not work. It's very hard to build a team otherwise.
I thought you were saying something else. These guys are coming in the league these days very ready to already produce. And when you're a Jason Tatum and you're a rookie or second year player and you want to score 20 a game,
you're better than
you don't want to be stuck behind Al Horford and Gordon Hayward.
You're right. You're better than those guys. So you don't want you don't want to be waiting your turn. But at some point you have to pay those guys. That's the hard part here.
So, you know, if I could be honest about all this craziness.
I'm excited it's back.
I was very excited to watch Kyrie and Kevin Durant and Caris LeVert. I'm not so sure I want Harden. I know that's crazy to say. I don't like Harden. You know, I don't like Kyrie at this point either. But the bottom line is, I think for the league's sake, I think it would be cool to see Harden and Joel Embiid. I'd like to see Simmons get dealt for Harden.
I think so too, but I think you put it Harden and Embiid. Some reason in my head that works.
It fits
because Embiid can give you 7 or 8 dominant minutes, and then he can just go sit in the bench and drink his thing. And Harden could go 7 or 8. Like you don't need. Like Simmons and Embiid never fit. Like Harden and Embiid actually makes sense from a basketball perspective, but man, we haven't had a team. Even the 2017 Warriors, when they got Durant with everybody loved Curry and Thompson and that whole franchise.
Right.
So they weren't like a hated organization as much as LeBron, Wade, and Bosh. LeBron, Wade, and Bosh was that first year was insane. They were throwing batteries at them.
Yeah.
How is this Nets team gonna be looked at?
Nah. None of these guys inspire animosity out of
Kyrie people. Does.
Oh, Kyrie does. Kyrie does. You're fair. You're right about that.
And Durant.
But there are so many other teams that are on their level, whether it be a Golden State or a Laker team or a Clipper team with Paul George. Imagine this, by the way. Paul George and Kawhi are still chilling. I mean, I thought we would have seen Paul George dealt by now.
Yeah.
I thought they were blowing it up.
Their coach is Ty Lue. Were they in the Pirates?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know what's going to happen there.
I thought they were gonna blow that up. Now they're stuck. They're gonna get.
I don't think anybody wants Paul George.
Probably Mitch, right.
I don't think anybody wants.
All these Paul guys, George. Nobody wants. Nobody wants Russ. Nobody wants John Wall. Yeah. Nobody wants Blake Griffin.
Yeah.
They're all these household names.
Because if you're gonna pay a guy $50 million, he better be James Harden or Kevin Durant, and LeBron James. He can't be a second tier banana. He can't be Blake Griffin. Paul George is not that good.
It's amazing how fast these contracts get bad.
Unbelievable.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
Day two, they're bad.
It's a bad contract.
Unbelievable.
It's an untradeable contract.
See, if I'm starting an organization, the one guy I want, I'll be honest aside, is Ben Simmons because at least he's 24. If I'm going to trade for a guy who's making $40 million, I want a guy who's as young as Ben Simmons. I don't want a guy who's 32 years old who's already maxed out or past his prime. Like. Kyrie Irving, by the way, is going to be a bad contract in a year from now. He's going to be. He's already a bad contract. He's already injured all the time.
He's already a bad contract. Right. Well, we haven't seen him play yet, really. But yes, he's kind of already
is
a bad
contract. Is Bradley Beal going to move? It seems like the Wizards are going to marry him for life.
The Wizards GM said tonight, the new GM of the Wizards said tonight, in no uncertain terms, that Bradley Beal is staying in Washington.
Why? Why?
They like him.
They want to be the 10th seed forever?
He doesn't like them. John Wall's coming back.
Oh, my God.
He's as explosive as ever.
You build a shrine, John Wall. You hate James Harden, but you love John Wall.
Doesn't make
any damn sense, Mitch.
Someone explain Mitch's irrational love for John Wall. I love the dude.
You've hated Harden for your whole life.
Fastest man with a basketball. Fastest man I've ever seen dribbling a basketball is John Wall.
All I want. From this season to see Kyrie and get the fan.
It'll happen.
Because Kyrie's just going to do some ridiculous passive aggressive thing, and Harden's just not going to have it.
I don't even know Harden's personality. Harden, if I could use one adjective to describe James Harden, it would be annoyed. He always seems annoyed.
He's angry.
He's just irritated.
That's wrong. I don't think any is a kid to their guy.
These guys are all weird. It could be the beard thing. He's always struck me as an incredibly odd dude. I guess. What kind of man sweats profusely for 48 minutes and keeps a beard like that? It doesn't make no sense.
As good as he's been, he's never actually been in a big media market either. Houston is a big city, but it's not like a LA or Brooklyn or New York, you know what I mean?
This reminds me, and obviously it's on a way different scale, this reminds me of when the Nets got Vince Carter. I had seen Vince Carter only from afar. I had never actually watched Vince Carter play basketball. I remember being absolutely amazed by how good of a shooter he was. If I get to watch, first of all, I'm going to have that with Durant because I've never watched Durant play from up close. If I'm going to be able to watch James Harden play basketball up close,
yeah.
What's that going to be like? I mean, people are going to lose their minds. This guy he's a different type of good, well, right?
So here's the difference between James Harden and Vince Carter. Harden, in the last 5 years, has finished in MVP running, okay? Second, third, second, first, and second. Mitch, he's a top five player. He's the best offensive player of all time. He cannot stop the guy. He scored 40 a game for 2 months. You're talking about different levels. It's not Vince Carter. This is Jordan.
I know. And
I know I'm overstating it, but like.
And Kevin Durant.
Yeah, you're talking about putting two of the best. This is like putting LeBron and Wade together. This is the two of the best five guys in the same
stand.
So Shaq and Kobe.
They better let us go to Barclays. I'm going to go in there and sell soda.
You're going to be 82.
They can stick the thermometer anywhere they want.
Mitch, the NBA is back.
It's a children's show.
We're starting. We have a draft tomorrow night, which I'd like to watch.
Yes.
We have a season starting in about a month, which is insane. 72-game sprint. And then we're back, baby. Take us home.
Like everyone besides the Rockets mascot in Houston, I don't want to be here.
Take us, Capitals Legends.